Good evening, everybody. It's my joy and pleasure to welcome you all to Midweek Bible Study at the Grace Community Church. Today's Wednesday, and so again, continuing our Bible study series. We ended our previous study last week, where we spent some weeks studying this wonderful reality of the Holy Spirit and His help in our lives. And I mentioned last week that we're starting another series this week, which would go on for a few weeks as well. And this series is about studying the Bible. And I believe it's going to be an exciting time for all of us together as we go through the series, learning what the Bible is all about and how exactly we should study the Bible. And it's going to be a very practical series, really, because we're not just going to be learning theoretical concepts, but we're going to be looking at things that are practical to us as believers to help us to make the best out of Bible study. As we start off this series this week, I'll like us in this first session to focus on what we've titled, Why Should We Study the Bible? Why should we study the Bible? It sounds like a silly question, right? We want to undertake a series on studying the Bible, and why should we start off answering that question? Why should we study the Bible? But really, I believe that it's a basic issue that we should deal with from the outset. All right, from the onset. I believe it is worth considering. And it is certainly something significant enough for us to devote the first session of this new series, because it is very, very important that we see the right reasons for studying the Bible. What I have observed and found to be true over the years is that many people engage in Bible study for the wrong reasons. And the fact is that Bible study can become a dry task or a boring undertaking if we're not approaching it for the right reasons. And so while there are many right reasons, I've decided in this first session to limit the reasons that will be given to three main ones. Three main reasons why we should study the Bible. I hope you do have your jotter and your writing material so you can note this down. The other option is that you can come back to listen to the clip so that you would assimilate these reasons well and, you know, keep them deep in your heart. So number one reason why we should study the Bible, number one reason is for us to know God. To know God. I'm talking about studying the Bible for us to learn who God is and to know Him better. You know, the Bible contains God's word to us. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. We need to note this verse of scripture because this is a verse of scripture that we'll go back to over and over in this series on studying the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, every scripture is God-breathed. Some other translation will say that every scripture is inspired of God. And that term, that scripture is God-breathed, essentially means that scripture is inspired of God. Now, this is a term, the inspiration of scripture is a term that we will look at in deeper detail later in the series. Anyway, but essentially, what I'll just say at this point is that people inspired by God recorded the words that make up the Bible through a process that some people call special revelation. And it was about God communicating His mind through certain people. And those words are now preserved for us in the Bible. In other words, God has chosen to reveal Himself specially through Jesus and through His Word. Studying the Bible, therefore, becomes a matter of extreme importance for those who love God and who desire to follow Him. Think about this. How do you get to know someone? When you meet someone new, you probably take in your first impression. You listen to what they say, you watch what they do, and then eventually the real person will become known to you. Now we go through a similar process in our relationship with God. Of course, God can reveal Himself to us in different ways, at any time, to anybody. But you see, if He has given us His word and communicated His mind to us, then He expects us to read it so that we can know Him through what He has revealed. And so as we read His word contained for us in the Bible, in scriptures, we can observe His heart, we can observe His actions, and we can get to know who He is. And so since the Bible contains God's word, studying it, studying the Bible is a way to get to know God better. Through the text and the written words that we find in the Bible, we come to know the nature and the attributes of God. We come to understand His plan in history. We come to understand His sovereignty. We come to understand His providence. We come to understand His love. We come to understand His power. We come to understand so much more about who God is. And not only that, as we continue to study the Bible, we also understand His plans and His heart for us individually. Number one is for us to know God. So whatever reason we may have for studying the Bible, this must be the prime reason for us to know God, for us to understand Him. Number two reason why we should study the Bible is for personal edification. Studying the Bible is essential for us to be personally edified. We need to study the Bible to personally gain wisdom, to gain insight, to learn what is right, to correct wrong thinking, and to receive guidance from the Lord. An alternative way to express this same thing that I've said in those sentences is to say that Bible study is necessary for our growth as Christians, for our personal growth as Christians. We live in a time and age where people speak a lot about impartations. And usually they define this as something that occurs during laying on of hands or during interactions with other Christians. Now, whatever you may define impartation as, you must recognize that personal edification or growth will never come through an impartation. Personal edification or growth, as someone has said, does not come by osmosis. It will only come as we renew our minds. And this occurs as we put God's word as found in the Bible in our minds. The more we study the Bible, for instance, the more we realize that it's not an outdated book. It's not an irrelevant book. In fact, as Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, it is the living word of God. It says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And so as we study the word, as we study the Bible more and more, we actually get better at discerning God's voice, as discerning His will for our lives. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, as we move into verse 17 actually, it says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so studying the Bible equips us for life. It's all part of our personal edification. It's all part of ensuring our growth. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Again, describing a desire for all of in us to study the word of God as contained in the Bible. And so I've said number one, reason to study the Bible for us to know God. And then number two, for our personal edification, for growth, and for stability. Number three, closely related to number two, is avoiding error. Studying the Bible also helps us avoid erroneous beliefs. We need to recognize that there are lots and lots of false beliefs in the world. There is so much of false teaching, so much of wrong ideas about God, about life, and about spiritual realities. Some have described the world we live in as a pluralistic world. Pluralism is a system of thought that recognizes more than one ultimate principle. And many times these are contrasting, and yet people hold them together and say, well, you have a right to the things that you believe. In such a pluralistic environment, there are many religious, in quotation marks, and non-religious ideas that are competing for our attention. But the Bible gives us the measuring stick by which we can distinguish truth from error. The Bible provides us with a firm foundation in God's truth that helps us to avoid the pitfalls of errors that are prevalent in the world. For instance, we find some warnings and admonitions in some of the pastoral epistles. Pastoral epistles were epistles written by Paul, or they are called, these epistles written by Paul, the apostle, to Timothy and Titus, are sometimes called pastoral epistles. And so we find warnings and admonitions in some of those epistles. For instance, we find Paul saying to Timothy, and by extension to us, says, watch your life and your doctrine closely. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16. Or he says to Timothy that we must teach what is in accordance with sound doctrine. Titus chapter 2 and verse 1. And the reason for all of these warnings and admonitions is because there is such a preponderance of error in the world. And the only sure guide that we have and the authority that we have is the Bible. The revealed word of God contained for us in scripture. And so the Bible is the authority that we have as believers for faith and for life. And the inspired words that are contained therein will help us to avoid error. But all these benefits will only accrue to us as we devote time to studying the Bible. And so these are the three reasons that I'm sharing in this initial session. The correct reasons, the right reasons to study the Word, the right reasons to study the Bible. One, to know God, to know Him better. Number two, for our personal edification and growth. And then number three, to help us avoid error. I believe this series is going to be really wonderful. And so join us in the coming weeks. Next week, we'll move on to have a look at an overview of the Bible. And then, in other sessions to come, we'll start to look at different things, such as the inspiration and authenticity of Scripture. Thank you for joining us this evening, and be sure to join us next week as well. Have a lovely evening.